If you want to view a thriving strip of the city of Milwaukee, hop a boat and cruise the Milwaukee River. New housing and repurposed old buildings line the waterfront and its adjoining neighborhoods. Most vessels that cruise the river these days are not the working types of generations past, but rather pleasure boats. Today, WUWM begins a series of reports exploring the local revival of the Milwaukee River. As a kickoff, Marge Pitroff paints a watercolor of the relationship's formative years.
The city of Milwaukee owes its existence to the Milwaukee River. It flows 100 miles from the north and empties here into one of the deepest harbors on Lake Michigan. During the 1800s, when people and goods traveled by water, the river became the arterial here for European settlers. Director of City Development Rocky Marcoux says it bustled with commerce.
You could look back at pictures, see the Milwaukee River absolutely jammed. You could literally walk, in some cases, almost ship to ship.
Entrepreneurs built warehouses along the water's edge to hold traded items. Other immigrants erected small factories that needed water to make things, such as leather. Historian John Goethe says the community also put the river to work by building dams at what are now North Avenue and Capitol Drive.
Those provided hydraulic power for what's now Commerce Street, lumber mills, flour mills, and tanneries. And as Milwaukee became a brewing capital, they needed ice to keep all that beer cold during the summer months, and a lot of that was cut in the Milwaukee River.
The community even created an inner harbor to protect docked vessels by moving the mouth of the river a quarter mile north. While Milwaukee used the river downstream for industry and commerce, residents flocked to northern sections for recreation.
Upstream, later 1800s, that was lined with beer gardens, amusement parks, swimming schools, canoe clubs. Back in those days, people were not building cottages up north, and thousands of people, you know, would use that river on a summer Sunday especially.
Goethe says even in winter, people would recreate on the river when a good freeze grabbed hold. Will Warzen remembers falling through the ice a few times. He hung out along the water in Milwaukee's River West neighborhood, perhaps leading him to his career as a fisheries biologist with the DNR.
One thing that always caught our attention, my friends, my cousins, was when the ice went out. We made it a habit of going down to see what sort of fish had died underneath the ice.
As the years went by and waterfront manufacturers moved or closed, Warzen says the Milwaukee River could have been a poster child for how resources suffer when development occurs too rapidly without regard for consequence. Companies had discharged toxins into the water, construction sites and farms added runoff. The city for a time dumped its sewage and garbage into the river to ferry it to the lake. Historian John Goethe says actually by the 1920s, people would not be sitting where we are today, along the banks in Pier Marquette Park.
This was an open sewer, and that is not a metaphor.
The city even employed a gigantic pump to flush the river with Lake Michigan water and considered making the river disappear.
There were actually some proposals to cover it, to kind of cap it and turn it into a grand boulevard.
Goethe says a few stray voices recommended environmental protections, but for nearly a half century, the community ignored the river, reducing it to the butt of jokes. As the nation grew more attuned to water pollution heading into the 1970s, the U.S. and Canada launched efforts to protect the Great Lakes. Researchers identified contaminated tributaries needing remediation, including the Milwaukee River. The DNR's Will Warzen says steps included dredging contaminated sediments, such as PCBs, and upgrading the treatment plants still pouring wastewater into the river.
With respect to point sources, things have very much improved. I mean, when I first started in the mid-70s, long stretches were very degraded. Fish kills were relatively common.
While Warzen describes remaining environmental challenges as immense, civic appreciation for Milwaukee's original asset has returned. For instance, the city built Riverwalk, a walkway spanning the downtown river. Historian John Goethe says the return of people to the river's edge sprouted new types of development, a lot of it simply because of a desire to face the water.
But it's still a vital use and one that adds value to the urban experience.
On Monday, our series will continue when Bob Bach motors past downtown Milwaukee's new waterfront assets. They're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Barge Petroff, 89.7 FM and WUWM.com.